So what happened with this lady?
We discussed with her going on the GOLD study, which was a study of davitinib versus sorafenib, and we discussed it with her when she went on to mTOR inhibition. Unfortunately, the study closed because it's completed accrual. So she was interested in sorafenib, axitinib, and she was also interested in doing clinical trial, and she went on to a phase 1-2 study that we're just completing of bevacizumab and bortezomib. And she has just had her first scan after 12 weeks and has a complete response.
Wow. Mm.
So
bevacizumab and bortezomib. What do we know about bortezomib and RCC?
Not a lot. There were two studies done, one by Dr. Stadler's group and one by Dr. Mertz's group. And there was some stable disease in those studies. And I think a partial response in one patient at Memorial, but that happens at Memorial Sloan Kettering. There's always someone who has a partial response. And so we looked at this in combination, in part because we were interested in toxicity, and that's what the study is. We put about 50 patients on over many years, looking at two different dose schedules of bortezomib, and we're getting to a point where we have our endpoint. But we have patients, now a handful, who've been treated on this regimen, which is usually obviously not given in the first or second line, who've gone beyond 2 years. And that may be just VEGF inhibition, because I think that you can see that with Bev on its own. I wouldn't tout the combination. We'll look at the results when they come through. Just to make the point, I sort of paraphrased the history before, but this lady had a 90% reduction in her pulmonary lesions on sunitinib. And so she is selected out. She is one of the patients that Bob Figlin was talking about who's going beyond 40 months. And she certainly has, in my book, what I therapeutically file away in that patient is she's got a very active VEGF pathway, and it's going to be worth targeting in the future. She also may have some aspects of mTOR that are interesting, but I don't think she's a really big responder. She stayed on mTOR for more than a year. And we do have patients that are very fortunate to get maximum benefit that go a long time on the different agents. The one thing we haven't done with her is immunotherapy, and I did try and refer her to City of Hope, where they're doing a Nevo study with PD-1 targeted therapy, but the window just didn't work for her.
Fascinating.